We'll start with the Rambam now. Again, I sent it in the shofar WhatsApp group. If you're in there, if you're not, you can find it in the third Perek, fifth halacha in the Rambam Silchos Tshuva. We don't have enough copies to hand them out right now. But if you are in the WhatsApp group and you have someone else's phone number and you want to just forward them the link, I sent out a link for where to find it in Sfarim. Vishash Shoklin Avonos Adam Im Zuchyoso. So the Rambam until this point in this parak has been setting up really for how we calculate who's a tzaddik and who's a rasha, and until this point really made it very clear that anyone in the category of tzaddik, not to worry, we'll show for at the end as well, anyone who has more avonos than zechuyos, so then they're in the category of rasha. That's an evil, wicked person who has more sins than merits. And anyone has more merits than sins, anyone did more mitzvos and more zechuyos than avonos is considered to be a tzaddik. Says the Rambam, tzaddik, a righteous person. Says the Rambam, if on Rosh Hashanah the calculations happen and you are clearly in one of those two categories, then you're sealed already on Rosh Hashanah into that category. The only purpose of Aseres Mechuba going to Yom Kippur, the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah all the way to Yom Kippur, to be able to work on ourselves and to really change the decree, so to speak, is if we don't really have a finalized decree yet. It might be nichtav, but not nechtam, says the Rambam. It's already nechtam, it's already sealed the Rosh Hashanah. If you're in clearly one of the categories, we, says the Rambam afterwards, should treat ourselves as beinonim. We should treat ourselves as in between, neither clearly on one side or the other side. We don't have clearly more merits or more demerits. We should treat ourselves as being in the middle and work on ourselves to be able to then be nechtam in one of the two categories by the time Yom Kippur comes along. But there's an important caveat to this entire discussion. The important caveat to the entire discussion is that the Rambam makes very clear that it's not for us to start calculating. We don't really know on a typical basis how much to weigh, certain mitzvos, and how much to weigh, so to speak, certain averos. It's not an automatic one-for-one ratio. In fact, the Rambam says some mitzvos are keneged, are equal to, again on the scales, multiple avonos, multiple sins, and the same vice versa. Some sins can be equal to multiple mitzvos, and so we don't really have ourselves a clear tally. We don't have a clear expectation of understanding exactly how the calculations work. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly how to calculate that. And that's why for ourselves, we treat ourselves as being half and half, somewhere really in the middle, and trying to work on ourselves is not a fake or an appropriate expectation for ourselves. In fact, that is the only expectation for ourselves as we are human beings. Welcome to the club. And because we're human beings and have our limited understanding of everything, really, we really leave this machshava in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands and the cheshbon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Given all of that as long introduction for this halacha, the moment that we do calculate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calculates, Avonos Adam Im Zuchiyosav calculates the scales, and machshava, and this may sound new to you, maybe a new concept. Again, the first time I remember learning it, I was actually blown away by this Rambam. We don't start calculating the first sin. Thank you. The first sin or the second sin, only from the third sin and on do we start calculating. Meaning if you do one specific sin one time, not calculated into the Avonos scale. If you did it two times, not calculating into an Avonos scale. Starting from the third time, that's when we start calculating in that bonus scale. Now, let me be very, very clear. No one should go around and start being like, I'll try to do this sin one time, two times, good, then we'll stop, and it doesn't get into the scale. It doesn't work that way. Do not. This is intended to be Kadosh Baruch Hu's, God's way of basically being nice to us. But as any teacher would know, if there's a rule in the classroom, you know, the first two times, we let it go. The third time we start being, it's not like we ignore the first two times. The first two times count. They're just not going to get you in trouble. You're not going to get in trouble the first two times. The third time is not like it's the first time then. The third time now is the third time. So we start calculating all three together. We're still a little more in the Rambam together. But the other piece also is we don't test ourselves in this way. You can test ourselves in many other ways, but not with sins. We don't test ourselves with sins. There are enough stories of people who have put themselves at that point and said, I can handle it. I'll do it once. No, you can't. That ain't going to work. So stop. But at the same time, if you have struggled with something once, you struggle with something twice, it's not, again, I said this at one point before, and I was very proud of myself. Life is not like a fast day. It's not like the first time you eat, the fast is over. You make a mistake one time, it ain't a fast day. It's not like, oh, that's it, I'm done. May as well just keep doing that. It's not the way that we treat life, anything really in life. So it shouldn't be in this area either. If we messed up once, we should at least have some awareness after the fact. Oh, it's not even going on the cheshbon. Let me work on it now before I get to a point where I am going to be stuck with this on my cheshbon. I'm going to be stuck with this on my calculation. Whoa. So as we said earlier, and this is, again, the same idea as any classroom teacher would tell you. You were late the first time, let it go. Late the second time, let it go. The third time, you're late. It's your third time being late. I let the first two go. It's not the first time that you're late now. It's your third time being late, and you're going to be treated as such. You're always being late. Like, what do you mean it's my first time? No, it's not your first time. It's the first time I'm giving you a punishment for it. I'm calculating it. But it's not the first time that you've done it, right? And same thing here as well. If, when it comes to our avonos, that our avonos are greater than our zechuyos, we have more sins on the scale than our zechuyos, our merits. So if that's the case, so then the two first ones come along, umitzarpin, and they get added. So you thought it was bad? Oh, now he's going to start throwing on all your first and second ones onto that scale. You're already in the negative. You're going to go deeper into the negative.
What
an incredible thing. Don't worry, I'm a bullshitter again at 9 o'clock. But the Rambam says what? The Rambam says, if your zechuyos, if your merits are greater than your demerits, you have a better, that side of the scale is heavier. So then in that case, that's what we say, ma'avir rishon rishon, when we say it in slichos, we're saying in Slichos, Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. What does that mean, Ma'avir Rishon Rishon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets rid of, throws it out. The first one and the second one, those are the Rishon Rishon. Those are the beginning ones. Afterwards, then we start dealing with three and above. In other words, when we say, so we're talking about the first and second time, they're basically on ice. They're basically on ice. They're being, and they're in a holding pattern. Depending on how you act around those, will depend on where it gets shifted. Do they get shifted to help you and ignore them? Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, look over those first ones. Or does it get shifted to make it even harder on you? And you have, your avonos are going to be even more intense. Not to make it intense for each and every one of us at the beginning of a day, but maybe it's a good idea, Elul. This is what we need to be thinking about. How many times do we sin more than three times? Those are already in. They're already in the bank. And if there's been something that we just got it started with, a new sin, sin's El, only did it once or two times, clever. Now the time to really, really shape up and stop it in its tracks. So it doesn't make it to where we need it to make we don't want it to make it by the beginning of the upcoming year. Now, this is awesome. Ready for this? And this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's incredible rachmanis comes to play. And this is why we can't possibly calculate it. If we did, remember, the first two, and our zechuyos of our merits are greater than our demerits, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts doing? He looks at number three as your first time. And you know what he does with that? Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. And you know what he does with the fourth one? First time. Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. And the fifth one, first time. Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. In other words, if we are collectively doing much better on the skills, and there's something that's holding us back on the avonos, there's something that we keep failing with, and it's there, we did it 100 times. But the zechuyos of our merits are greater. We've done chesed, we've done mitzvahs, we've learned Torah, we've davened, we've done tshuva. That all calculates and becomes a bigger package. The fourth time, goodbye. Fifth time, goodbye. Sixth time, it's your first time. And this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much greater than any teacher. You come in the class in the third time. No, it's your third time. If everything else is going well, it's your first time. Come on, sit down. Your fifth time, it's your first time. Tenth time, it's your first time. Because the Zechuyos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu looks at the full package. And for us, we beat ourselves up over every single little thing. And it's worthwhile. We should. Not in an intense way. We talked about it yesterday. We should beat ourselves up. We should think about how we have to fix ourselves. Hakadosh Baruch Hu berachmanos, Hashem kerachum v'chanun. Hakadosh Baruch Hu with rachmanos, with so much mercy, says, Mavi Rishon Rishon. Each one of them, we're going to just say goodbye to. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Wow. Medvar Mamurim, Biyochid, Shenema, Hain, Kol Eile, Yifal, El, Pamayim, Shaloshim, Goder. That's talking about individuals. Avatzi, Bertodin, Lachan, Avon, Shrishon, Shani, Ushli, Shishnema, Ashlosha, Pishay, Yisrael, Varar, Balo, Shibenu. When it comes to a tzibur, when it comes to a community, acting in an inappropriate way, Kadosh Baruch gives us an additional chance. Not the first two, but it gets three turns. And then at the fourth time, we're in trouble. I'm sorry, I'm going to go a little bit over. I apologize. It's just so excited to be in person. I lost my timing here. So when we talk about the tzibur, it goes from the fourth one and on. For an individual, it's from the third one and on. And again, that whole process still stands. For a tzibur, it's from the fourth one and on. So it's one additional one. Says the Rambam. Now we're talking about again a Beinoni, the intermediate character, again, which all should be treating ourselves. Half of our avonos, half of our sins. And again, if amongst the half of the sins is, again, this is mostly for men, is not that they never put on tefillin ever. And by the way, this is why if you ever see a Chabadnik standing on the corner putting on tefillin on individuals they never met before, why? What's the big deal? He's not going to put tefillin on tomorrow. It's not like he's walking by you tomorrow. Maybe if he does, givaldik. Every day he'll come put tefillin on the corner of 34th Street. Givaldik. But if he's not, this is the first time and last time he's ever going to put tefillin on in his life. So according to this idea right now, and again, according to most shittos, not every shitto, but most shittos say, they put on tefillin one time. So then they're not even in this category. But if they never put tefillin on at all, and if you know a man in your life that never put on tefillin at all, get tefillin on one time, just one time. Get it on in one time, one time. So at that point, if the tefillin again is not in there, but they're mechza mechza, so then the person still gets pushed over into the category of avonos. Again, there's a half and half. The tefillin pushes them, even though it's still 50-50. The tefillin somehow gains size and weighs down the avonos side, the sin side. But again, it's only if you never put it on once. If you never put it on once. But, again, this is just so beautiful. Even though it's pushing them to the side of rishus, the side of bad, still they get chelik lolam haba. Just to put this all in perspective, Hashem Baruch Hu would be the best grader in the entire world, right? You failed all your tests. Hey! You know, give out. Like, how does that work? Okay, because Baruch Hu has his cheshbonos. But we need to approach this and realize, A, the mercy Hashem Baruch Hu has for us, and B, we have to work on ourselves as much as we possibly can so that our zechuyos are so much greater, then everything seems to just flow beautifully for us. But if unfortunately we're in the other category, we have something to deal with. Wow. Says the Rambam, even a Rosh Gomor, even a terrible person, where the Avonos are greater, and guess what? Their sins are greater, and so they're in the category of Rasha. It's weighing it down. Says the Rambam, even though that's the case, still, Yesh Lehem Chelek Le'olam Haba, they still have a place in the world to come. Wow. Why? To call Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek Le'olam Haba, every Jew has a place in the world to come. You want a bigger portion? You want a studio apartment? Or you want a penthouse? Or you want a whole house? Again, that's up to you. How much space you want? How much do you want to take up more space? But every single Jew has Yesh Lehem Chelek Le'olam Haba. Something to give us a little bit of koach, especially if you're feeling down. We have a place in Olam Haba. So now we just need to start getting more square feet. You have a place already. His name is on it. But But I want to expand that. That's different than deserving in the first place. It feels like a harder thing to say, I need to get a place in the first place. But once I have a place, okay, I got the apartment next door. We'll make it work.
When the pasuk says "V'ameich kulam tzaddikim," all the Jewish people are tzaddikim. The olam yirshuah, they're always going to be able to get inherit the land. What land are we talking about? Says the Rambam, it's a mashal for Eretz Achayim, the land of life. What's a land of life that we're all striving for? A land of life. Who olam haba? It's the olam haba. It's the world to come.
If you're worried, if you're concerned, and there's a whole big discussion about this in another Rambam, not for now. But if you're worried, you just said only Jews have a place in the world to come. No. Chasidei umos ha'olam, the righteous Gentiles also, yesh lahem chelek le'olam, but they also have a place in the world to come, says the Rambam.
Important to keep all this in mind as we're going through, again, and there's so much, again, I'll give you a little head start for tomorrow. We're not going to get into that right now. It's a little more depressing. Tomorrow, though, it's worthwhile to keep in mind there are certain avonos that we really should stay away from. Nevertheless, we should feel chizuk in the fact that, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechatik us to say, ma'avi rishon, rishon. Not just the first two, but the third one becomes a rishon. And the fourth one becomes a rishon as long as our merits are greater. So we have to marbe in the merits now. We need to increase even the smallest things, even if it hasn't happened all year long. An additional mitzvah we'll go for, an additional bracha we'll go for, an additional bracha achrona we'll go for, tefillah, we'll make sure daven shachris mincha, maybe also ma'ariv. And we're going to be on time, and we're going to wake up earlier, and we're going to hear the shofar like every one of you did. And if you haven't yet, we'll hear shofar again in a minute. But it's not typically critical. I have to just, in my mind, it's like, I'm going to start waking up now. And I have to just tell you, if you ever played a sport in your life, and if you haven't played a sport, you watch a sport. And if you haven't watched a sport, you know someone who watched a sport or played a sport. If you ever did, at the end of the game, the last minutes, you missed your shots the whole game. You were sleeping through the whole game. You were in a different zone. You're thinking about something else. You haven't taken a shot the whole game. The last minutes of the game, there's a wide open layup. You're not going to say, that'd be hypocritical of me. I'm going to take a shot now. I haven't shot all game. No one says that. End the game strong. You take the shot, even if you haven't taken the shot, you missed all the shots all year long. You're not going to take a shot at the end of the game? You're not going to be more focused? You're not going to try harder? It's not hypocritical. It means that we woke up. It means we woke up from whatever slumber we were in, and we're going to work harder now. It's the same us the entire game, except the rest of the time we were sleeping. Now we're waking up. Meretz Hashem will be zocha. Abba Shofar again will be zocha too. An incredible judgment. Demir Tashem, Akash Baruch, Shmavi, Rishon, for every single one of us, for all of Klai Yisrael, and we'll be Zoicha to a wonderful, wonderful judgment.